Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, taxing porn plus orangutans and Donnie Baker. It all starts now.
We're getting the room battened down because Ms. Pat is on the way.
She'll right. come in tomorrow because tomorrow's Big Wig Day.
Big Wig Day?
That's
as
correct.
In like CEOs and
no, I don't
men
know.
Of...
Is it big wigs like that or a big wig like a big wig?
Ms. Pat on occasion wears a big wig.
Yeah,
we'll see which one she has on today. She arrives in her high-heeled sneakers with her wig hat on her head, as the song says. Now, we are in the Napa Auto Parts studios with our engineer, Ace Cosby, running the controls over there. Thank you, Ace.
Yeah.
Wigs have come a long way.
Hmm.
I saw an ad yesterday on one of my social media accounts pop up, and I was like, wow, I should order that. That's amazing.
You don't need a wig.
Why not? I could be a redhead one day.
Sometimes you just want a wig,
yeah.
don't you?
I've never worn a wig. I think it'd be kind of fun.
One of the greatest sitcom episodes, I would argue, of all time is the All in the Family episode.
Yeah.
Where Gloria puts on a wig, so instead of being
brunette.
A blonde, she's a brunette.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Mike, her husband, likes it a lot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let her do it.
I'd like to be a brunette for a day.
You poo-poo things out of in a reflex way far too often.
I am trying to make Christy feel better. By telling her how great she looks now, she doesn't need to wear props.
No, but she might want to, and I think that's fun.
I think a brunette
but
wig.
Then what if you do meet somebody with a wig like that on, and then things
there you go.
Go well.
That's the
then that, what do
that
you
sounds
do?
Like a Shakespeare play.
Look, I'm not really.
I'm not really a brunette. I'm a blonde.
I'm bald.
I'm oh. not bald.
They've done more dramatic versions of that involving genitalia.
Boy, that was a leap.
Well, no, it's
you mean Boys Don't Cry?
That's a merkin the whole time?
Watch this.
There you go.
Watch this. You know, Boys Don't Cry, Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
Wasn't a boy at all.
No.
But there's a scene where.
No, wait a minute.
Yes.
No.
The girl
the
thinks
movie.
She's a boy. Isn't that right?
No, you're thinking of.
No, Hillary Swank.
Yeah, that he's. He's Chick is correct about
or
the movie.
Or maybe she's
Tina
right.
Brandon Tina.
Tina.
Yeah, but what's the what's the one where halfway through the movie that's revealed?
The Crying Game.
The Crying Game.
No, but he but his girlfriend I guess had no idea that it was a girl.
It was a girl, yeah.
And again, they were together for quite a long time.
Well, good. Well, hey, whatever floats your boat. I'm just saying I think Christy should stay
I'm saying there's a lot of apparatus involved in a secretive way.
I'm going to stay a blonde. I just thought it would be kind of fun because I don't have hair that does much.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be fun to have a wig that maybe is curly. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
I think what Chick is saying, it would be fine to find an apparatus that came with a belt.
Well, those are easy to find.
Is that what you're saying?
That's maybe, exactly what I'm
maybe
saying.
Not. I'm sorry.
I was going to say put an arrow through your head like Steve Martin.
Christy, do it. Get
is
a big,
that, is that sports? That
yes, that's sports.
Okay, thank you very
get
much.
Get a big red Peggy Bundy wig.
Big. Yeah. Oh, that's, and no,
the,
I don't think where, I can pull that
wear a
off.
Big cheetah. A cheetah mm-hmm. top with a
yeah.
push-up bra and
yeah.
get your boobies up there.
Oh. Like this.
Could we move on? We had
if Billy finds out about that, he'll kill him. He'll beat his ass.
We by the way, did you see yesterday that they're making a so-called prequel?
I did see that.
The Sopranos,
and
the star will be this actually playing Tony will be Tony's. Will be James Gandolfini's actual son.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm
well
excited.
They went through an extensive audition.
200 people.
Right. Yeah. So
I guess it's amazing how good an actor this kid is, and how much he'll remind you of Tony.
He's got the mannerisms down. That'll be cool. Speaking of which, I was trying to remember today, Christy. I don't have the story in front of me. You said this is the anniversary of the invention of the beer can.
Beer Can Appreciation Day. It was, yes.
And so I was thinking, and then I asked.
You were thinking it's time for a beer?
No, I asked the trivia question.
Oh.
What is a church key?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used to call the triangular shaped can opener thing that you would punch the top of a can with.
Right.
They've been You haven't really needed those since what, the 60s?
Evaporated milk.
I use mine for milk. Yeah,
yeah, evaporated milk. Yeah. You don't use it for that when you're cooking?
And sometimes they're just on the end of a traditional bottle opener.
Correct.
Yeah, but there was a time when guys would wear them around their neck. You know, you'd go to a party and Mondor has the church key.
Josh, have you ever gone to a party where someone had a church key?
Josh wasn't born in those days. I bet if you called your dad, he'd know someone that did that.
Maybe.
And odds are his name is Mondor.
I remember
anyone called Mondor.
I do remember the pull tabs. That's what I
because
my dad used to drink Busch beer and he would have the pull tab.
I know I grew up and there were nothing but pull tabs, but I honestly can't remember any can other than the way you open a can now. I can't remember.
I know.
The pull tabs were an ecological disaster.
They sure were. Yeah.
Necklaces out of them.
Jimmy Buffett famously cut his on a pop top.
Right.
But I was trying to remember. I just seen a so-called church key in a movie. I think it was the movie Chappaquiddick.
I think you're right.
They were having the party and they were opening the beers with them.
Remember the beer can hats?
Where they would cut
the cans and take sections and yarn it together. And they would be around.
Yes.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen people make airplanes out of beer cans cut up. It's always bizarre.
Creepy scene in True Detective 1 with Matthew McConaughey cutting up the beer.
Now, let's get back to the action. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's going on over there?
A newly proposed bill in the Arizona State Legislature aims to fund the proposed border wall by charging people to unblock porn sites.
This could be brilliant.
House Bill 2444.
Josh, you could become a patriot. I'm doing this for Uncle Sam.
Which was proposed by State Representative Gail Griffin, dictates that anyone who makes, sells, leases, or distributes products in the state cannot do so on the internet unless they have software that blocks obscene materials. The bill stipulates that obscene material includes depictions of sexual activity, genitalia, the public. The pubic region, buttocks, female breasts.
So it's porn.
Yeah, and if you wish to remove that block, you have to prove that you're of legal age and pay a $20 deactivation fee. The funds would all go toward the border wall.
They are going to build a wall within 4 days.
out of used Kleenex. Try getting through that.
It's like kind of like a paper mache.
They could put a tax on that lotion. They'd double their money. I don't see this working, by the way. They always try to do sin taxes for stuff, though. Tax marijuana, tax booze, tax gambling.
Sin tax makes a lot of sense.
Well, it depends on how you're using the words.
Why does it make a lot of sense?
Because you don't have to have those things. To tax something that you have to have, like
toilet paper?
Yeah, or to overly tax.
Which, by the way, is taxed in some states. And isn't there was a big controversy about the so-called tampon tax?
Tampon tax, yes.
Yeah, I agree with you, Josh. There should be certain things that just should not be taxed because people need them.
But I've always thought Kleenex should have a new slogan, like, we know you're blowing your nose, but you're doing other stuff, too. Something like that. Yeah.
According to a Kleenex commercial on The Family Guy, their main sales are for semen and women crying over nonsense.
We're Kleenex. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Kimberly Clark. Yes.
We're Kleenex. We know it's for semen, except when it's snot. There's your slogan.
You go.
They could. How could an individual state? I don't know enough about the law. Could an individual state impose their own statewide tax on porn when it's delivered through the internet?
Who knows?
How would
seems
that
tricky,
be?
But they might may be able to.
Wow.
Would they want everyone in the state to move out? Is that
the hard part here, not everybody's for the wall, so they're not gonna want to put the money towards that. So
$20 isn't seem that much. I mean,
no, but it's a weird
How many people live in is this Arizona? What is it?
Yeah.
What's the population of Arizona? It's
like 20 people. I mean,
it's probably several million.
It's a desolate desert.
People. Who would live there?
At $20 a head.
You're assuming everyone in the state of Arizona watches porn.
Well, there's no need for – you figure it out. It's hot. There's no need for clothes. Very few people around. Come on.
You could have hats that say "Make America Erect Again." Hey, look, honey, I'm just doing my patriotic duty. You go back to
Make America _bait again.
Oh, yeah.
As of 2017, there were 7.016 million people living in Arizona.
So 7 million people in Arizona.
So let's say half.
Okay,
wait. That's $3.5 million.
That seems way
times 20.
High.
Are you kidding?
Is that what that
Metro
says?
Phoenix is probably
you drop me
several
off.
Million.
If Mars sends a rover here and it lands somewhere in Arizona, they're going to think, well, the Earth, there are no people there.
Well, let's go back to the moon.
Yeah,
there's something to do.
There are only 2 million in New Mexico.
Yeah, but so in other words,
in the whole state,
that's not going to be raise enough money to do the job here. But
maybe for Arizona,
I would be curious if an individual state could put a porno tax on the on internet delivered porn. I don't think that'd be possible.
I don't know.
I think if that were possible and it did happen, we would hear about it. We would never hear the end of it.
Well, it certainly affects the state of Arizona mainly.
It would be great, and they would give awards at the end of the year. Hey, Josh, the governor's on the phone.
He says I can write my porn off on my taxes.
He just wants to thank you for all the contributions you made this year to the state.
You know what? Let's not politicize porn. Do we have to, now that I think about
it? But how long ago did we say Arizona want to bone you? How long ago did we say that?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's their state slogan, isn't
it? Arizona. How about this? Wait a minute. Hang on. What was the – I got to think of my history here. No taxation without masturbation. What was it? No taxation without representation. It's close. I think it's arguably. I can't. I don't know. Some internet guy's gonna, or someone needs to tell us if that would even be possible for a state to individually figure out a way to tax porn. Could they tax your?
They can tax anything.
Yeah,
you
yeah
want.
They kind of can. But
how could they?
But how do they do
how
it?
Would
from...
They know. They could probably tax your.
But we get a vote on it, right?
Could they tax the way you connect to the internet? You know, if you have
like your cable system.
Yeah,
or...
could they?
I just don't know how any of that works. But
I don't either.
Okay, but again, the notion
I just
behind
know
this
that
is
it's magic.
The
and
notion
it works
behind
is
this
what?
Is that it's a sin tax, and they want.
Yeah.
If you're that theoretically, it's a sin tax. You don't necessarily have to think it's a sin.
Right. That's just the way what they call it.
Syntax a language word?
S-Y-N-T-A-S.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might have to change the name of my my internet provider.
Oh.
Comcast. I mean, Comcast. Did you ever think about the orangutan biting this lady's thumb off?
Yeah.
There's confusion about biting because it bit her on the forearm, but her thumb became detached. So.
Oh.
Yeah. It was at a zoo in Ohio, the Toledo Zoo. Volunteers' injuries not life-threatening. Apparently, it's not really clear how the finger became detached. The incident took place Saturday in an area not accessible to visitors while the orangutans were being fed. Zoo officials say all great apes attempt to sneak their fingers through to grab things and that it's a known behavior that staff must watch for while they're near the enclosure. The story I read that he had stuck his hand out, grabbed her hand, bit her on the forearm, but somehow the thumb became detached.
That's how 28 days later started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great movie. Oh, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
You guys down there ruined my day.
Why?
Talking about taxing pornos now?
Well,
this
is a proposal in, I think, Arizona.
Well, they already tax it, basically, Tom.
How?
I mean, for me, it takes me two hands to put the hammer down. You know how tough it is using your chin, elbow, or foot trying to click the mouse so you can skip ad in the middle of the hottest scene? I swear to God. I started doing gymnastics watching Pornhub. Uh-huh. And I'll say it like this about that orangutan. He's lucky he didn't try that crap with me because I'd have put the smackdown on his ass.
Oh, they're really? Pretty powerful animals.
Yeah, but if you try snatching one of my two disposable thumbs, you're getting a haymaker from Donnie Baker. Every time. Primate or non-homo sapien mammal. Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to say right turn, Clyde, neither. You ain't going to see it coming. Mm. I'll let you out, put you to sleep. Orangutans have always freaked me out anyways.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, they got them big, sad faces. They all kind of look like a Rocky Balboa with male pattern baldness. They all look like they've been, I swear to God, they look like they've all been sitting at a poker table for hours, you know. Got to win the next seven hands just to break even. I got a buddy of mine who looks that way. It's Kelly Drews. He's always rubbing the meat off his head between hands at the blackjack table.
Oh, poor guy.
You know, last time I was at the zoo, I had an orangutan knock on the glass to get my attention. Oh. Then he flipped me off.
Oh, man.
We got it on tape. Flipped me off right to my face. Like, I'm the one that captured him and locked him in the cage. He flipped me off, and then, if you watch the whole tape, then he sticks his tongue out at me.
Wow.
Hmm.
So unchristian. And then the zoo has the nerve to kick me out for mooning back at him.
Well,
I swear to God. Well, apparently zoo people don't want you pressing your ham against their glass.
No.
Sure.
It's probably because I left a streak. But so what, man? He started it. I'm going to go.
Holy hell.
Where were we before we were so rudely interrupted?
This poor woman's thumb ripped off somehow by an orangutan. So, yikes. I'm not clear about it.
Was it detached completely, like, or was the bone detached?
Did they sew it back? I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. And the story
matter.
Is not.
I won't
be shuffling cards anytime soon.
I watched one of the attendants take a stick of chewing gum and hand it to one of the orangs. And he took it and put it in his mouth with the paper and everything, and then he went, reached in, grabbed the paper and foil and handed it back.
Will you make that noise again for Chick?
No.
Stop that.
Okay, it was pretty fun. And I've told you this before, Josh.
Sure. Yes.
This is true. Their favorite TV show is ALF.
Yeah, doesn't it remind them?
I think they must look at it and go, oh, it looks like
that's
that
one
looks
of
cute.
Us.
If I work hard, maybe I'll get to be in Hollywood.
Cool, he gets to talk.
What are they, stand-up comedians? Where's my sitcom?
Yeah. Once again, it doesn't say what's this proposal to tax porn.
In Arizona. For the border wall.
Is it just internet porn, or would it be all magazines? Would it be Playboys and... Do they still publish Penthouse? Is that still out there?
I believe so, yes.
Man.
And what is it, Hustler?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, you just saw Hustler, you said.
Yeah, at the airport.
Yeah.
God, can you get on a plane and this guy leafing through that.
I know. What kind of dirtbag are you?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.